is Fox News.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
No word on exactly why an event in New Hampshire for Vice President Mike Pence was canceled as he was heading there earlier today to speak at an opioids event. A senior White House official says something came up that required the VP to stay in D.C., that there's no cause for concern, that it's not health-related for either the vice president or the president, and that it's nothing related to national security. The vice president arriving back at the White House shortly before noon Eastern. Just before the deadly crash of a small plane at a suburban Dallas airport on Sunday, federal officials say the flight crew was discussing a left engine problem. Both engines and propeller assemblies are being scrutinized.
And they're now in a secure hangar where our team is taking the external components and airframe pieces off of the engines so that they can examine both engines further.
Jennifer Rohde is the lead investigator for the NTSB. Witnesses say the Beechcraft struggled to gain altitude before veering to the left and crashing into a hangar at the Addison Municipal Airport, killing all 10 people on board. The crew discussion is on the cockpit voice recorder, which was recovered from the charred wreckage. A man falls from the sky in England, and investigators think he may have been a stowaway under a plane.
Police here saying the man's body was found in the garden of a house in London after apparently falling from a plane as it came in to land. A bag, some water and food were later found in the jet's landing gear compartment. The flight arriving from Nairobi, Kenya, an eight-hour journey covering some 4,000 miles. The man's identity isn't known. According to one report, the body landed around 3 feet from a resident at the house who was sunbathing. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Stocks turning mixed. The Dow's up 9 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
I am Michael Shouse, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. And thankfully, the 80th legislative session here in Nevada is finally over. So what exactly did we learn? Well, really, we learned that big government is big government's biggest cheerleader. Everybody always says special interests are dangerous. But what they don't realize is government is the biggest special interest of them all. They had lobbyists up there, government unions pressured lawmakers, and in the end, it was government's priorities that really pulled the most weight with lawmakers, which is why what we do at Nevada Policy is so important. We got a few wins, we held the line on a handful of issues, and we were able to make some taxpayers' priorities the number one issue for some lawmakers. But obviously, there's still a lot left to do, and we can't do it without you. Visit NevadaPolicy.org and partner with us. We can keep Nevada free and prosperous, but it begins with good ideas, and it begins with you. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local now for a Tuesday. Kevin Wall with you. This, of course, a holiday week. So we'll have Best Of on Thursday. Then Pat Casale will be filling in for me on Friday. I'll be out all next week, getting a week's vacation in and just having some fun. By the way, this special Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Joining us, as he does from time to time, Michael Schaus, Communications Director for NPRI, and he joins us. Michael, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good to be here.
Okay, let me. We're into July, and that always means July 1st through the 15th, teachers all across the state can opt out. Now, is this all across the state or just the Clark County School District?
It's all across the state. Yeah, just a little bit of background for people. We are a right-to-work state, so that means that you do not have to belong to a union if you don't want to, no matter where you work. Of course, the Janus decision, which happened almost exactly a year ago, says that any government employee does not have to belong to a union if they don't want to. So if you're a teacher and you're paying dues to your teacher's union and you don't like the way they're representing you, you can stop paying dues. And right now you can opt out between the 1st and the 15th is when they always allow teachers to opt out right in the middle of summer.
And you still get the collective bargaining that the union members get.
Yeah, you don't lose any of your benefits. You still get the same pay. You get tenure. You get your health insurance, same retirement. The only thing that the union in some cases does provide is liability insurance, but you can actually get twice as much liability insurance for a mere $15 a month. At other places. So if you're a teacher and you don't like spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars on dues, this is something to really consider.
And by the way, I've got a teacher friend, and I asked her, I said, what does this save you? She said right around $700, maybe a little more, maybe a little less.
Yeah, it depends on which union you're a part of. If you're, administration, for example, it might be a little bit less. I know the average for the state is about $750 a year. That's $750 a year. If you don't like the union, why on earth are you paying them $750 a year?
$750 a year. That means that could finance a family's vacation to Disneyland.
Yeah, if you like Disneyland.
Or a down payment. Or a down payment on a car.
Yeah, down payment on a car. That could be. Imagine $750 if you're a teacher. Right now, you might be a little upset with the administration anyway, because I keep on hearing from teachers as we're getting closer and closer to going back to school. I hear from teachers saying that they are forced to do things like purchase school supplies, that they have to do, they are spending their own money to do their job. Well, $750 extra dollars in your pocket would probably help towards that.
I would imagine.
And by the way, that's all a failure of the teachers' unions in the first place. We actually have been looking at, say, for example, the PERS system. Starting this year, new hires, if you are just becoming a teacher this year, you have to understand that your contribution to your retirement has increased and your benefits have decreased. Now, you know who actually worked out that so-called compromise? The teachers' union. Back in the last legislative session and the one before that, the union has been, over the years, really reducing the amount of money that goes into teachers' pockets. And that's something a lot of teachers are starting to wake up to.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about what has been accomplished already. You've been around a few years, but even before you got here, this July 1st through the 15th thing, the opt-out period for teachers, and I'm assuming it's administrators as well?
Yeah, teachers and administrators.
Okay, that this has been going on, and that number that was at one point up in the 60s is now down in the what? Mid-50s?
Mid-50s, yeah. Just over half of the teachers in Clark County still belong to a union. And that's really telling. And by the way, this you might remember last year we had that big bickering between the state union folks and the local Clark County.
And they're still at odds.
And they're still at odds. And I'll tell you what, that really illustrated something, I think, for a lot of teachers. And it was, these folks are really just about collecting dues from me. They're not actually about representing me. And that, understand, even if you're a dues-paying member to one of these unions, if you feel like you've been wronged by management, the union has no obligation to represent you in negotiations. They don't have to. via their contract, they do not have to represent you. They'll only represent you if they want to. So, again, you're paying all this money for not even a guaranteed protection.
Okay, so what happens if, and I talked with Victor Jakes about this the other day, but I want to get your perspective. Again, Michael Shouse joining us from NPRI, Nevada Policy or Nevada Policy Research Institute. What happens when 60% becomes 58%, becomes 54%, and then it becomes 49.85%? What happens when you go below that 50% threshold?
Okay, well, we'll first go with what happens in theory. In theory, if a collective bargaining agent has less than 50% support from its members, so let's say that only 40% of teachers belong to this particular union, that collective bargaining agent should be decertified, which basically means they no longer exist. If teachers want to unionize, they're going to have to go and rally around a new collective bargaining agent. In practice, this has never actually happened. Now, there are unions. There are government unions that have less than 50% support. A lot of administrative unions throughout the state have as low as 20% support, but nobody has ever tried to decertify these unions.
And who is it that decertifies the union? It would end up being the Board of Trustees, right?
In theory, it would be the employer, the government agency, so the school or the
school district.
Yeah, school. Yeah, exactly. Here's the problem, though, and this is something that people really need to understand when we talk about public sector unions in general. In the private sector, the union and management are kind of at odds. You know, in theory, the owner of a private business could profit by paying their employees less, and so therefore they negotiate over profits. In the public sector, that does not happen. In the public sector, most school trustees, for example, most of the administration, most elected officials get to that position with the support of the teachers' union.
So wait a minute. So in other words, they sit down across the negotiating table, and the people that are negotiating the union's next contract are people the union
gives campaign
money to.
Yes. And
nobody recuses himself or anything.
And that is exactly the reason why you have not seen any decertification efforts throughout this state. Now, there are some questions about who else might be able to implement this. For example, the labor board should be able to go through. But I mean,
the NLRB,
state labor board.
Okay.
Let's be fair. That's probably not going to happen. In theory, the attorney general could do something. Most likely, again, that's probably not going to happen. So there really hasn't been a push. My argument is I think citizens have the ability or should have the ability under law to go ahead and push for decertification of a union if it's clear that the union does not have 50% or more support.
Now, let me just ask you, because July 15th is coming.
Very quick.
In just about 10 days from now. My question is, can teachers, can administrators, can folks in the Clark County School District or any of the other districts around the state, can they opt out after July 15th?
This is a big question. According to the Janus decision, which was a legal decision the Supreme Court heard last year, exactly a year ago, one of the key aspects of that court case was that if a union is going to represent and collect dues from a particular worker, they have to get what's called affirmative consent for taking those dues. In other words, they have to go up to you and say, Kevin Wall, we're the union. We truly want to represent you and take money out of your paycheck as dues. And you have to say yes. Now, because of that, there's a real big question and a theory that these little windows of time that are given for workers to opt out are unconstitutional. And so far, this has been tested, at least minorly tested, in other states where people have brought lawsuits saying, look, I know that we're past the opt-out window, but I don't want to be a part of this union anymore. And so far, unions have just acquiesced to it in other states.
Tell me what happens when somebody comes out of UNLV or UNR or another university and they come to school districts in the state. And they want to teach, so they come and they get offered a job in the Clark County School District or Washoe County, whatever it might be, and they come to orientation. What happens at orientation?
Yeah, this is the problem, is that a lot of teachers don't even realize that they're signing up for the union in the first place. It's all kind of rolled into this orientation. They're given this big packet. They're told about all these wonderful things that the union supposedly provides. And some of those things that they are told unofficially are things like healthcare. Well, that's a lie. The district provides healthcare. The union doesn't do it. Retirement. Well, that's a lie. The state provides retirement. The union doesn't do it. But point is, they're just given this packet and they're told to sign a bunch of different things. And a lot of times they end up signing the union form saying, yes, I'll be part of the union. And it's not until maybe their first or second paycheck that they realize, wait a minute, money's being taken out of my paycheck and it's going to this organization that I didn't even want to be a part of. And that's why this opt-out window is considered unconstitutional, because think about what else in your private life. If you joined a group, let's pretend that you wanted to give money to some organization because you think they're doing good work. Imagine if you gave them a little bit of money and you said, you know what, I don't actually want to do that every single month. And they said, oh, well, get back to us in the middle of July, Kevin. Maybe we'll let you opt out. We had one person last year up in Washoe County, support staff. He tried to opt out. He sent them the letter. They got the letter on, you know, like July 10th. It was within the window. And they actually came back to him and said, oh, I'm sorry. It has to be sent by certified mail. We're not going to let you opt out. That was the type of pettiness that they had so they could continue to collect this man's dues, even though he did not like the representation he was getting. So our argument is, you know, if for some reason, let's pretend that you're listening to this online days after we've actually broadcast it. If you try to opt out and they say no for any reason, contact us. We want to help you exercise your rights of association, and we want to make sure that teachers who don't want to be part of the union aren't forced into paying an organization that they don't want to pay.
So in other words, on August 1st, if somebody wakes up and says, you know, that $700, I could put that $700 to a lot better use than the school district will. Tell you what I'll do. I think I'm gonna opt out. But they are the only ones, if I'm right, they're the only ones that can sue. It'd have to be somebody that has standing.
Right. They would have to sue at that point. I mean, I would say send them the letter. If the union says no, call us. Call us and let's talk to them. In some other states, what we've seen with some other school districts in other states, it hasn't even gone to an actual lawsuit. You just get an organization like ours going to the union saying, look, we're going to have to sue because the law of the land is that you need affirmative consent. And more often than not, so far, these other unions have just said, okay, you know what? We'll drop the opt-out window. And that would be a huge win for teachers, because maybe you like the union right now, and in 6 months from now, you're going to be sitting there going, you know what? They're not representing my interests. You shouldn't have to keep paying them for another half a year if they stop putting your interests first.
Okay. I've only got a couple of minutes before the break. We're going to hold you over, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So tell me what a teacher can do. I mean, is there a form letter somewhere? What should the letter say? Who do you send it to? And again, do you have to do it by registered letter or by, you know, certified mail or whatever?
Yeah, we have all of the things outlined. If you go to nevadapolicy.org, and you'll see a link right there on the homepage. You can also click on the Worker Freedom tab, and we've got step-by-step instructions. We actually even have the letters, so you can print out the letter, and all you have to do is sign it and throw it in the mail. We try to make it as easy as possible, because obviously the unions don't make it as easy as possible.
Okay, and then and you've got the address to send it to and the whole thing.
Absolutely. You just put in what union you belong to, where you're working, and you'll have a form tailored to you, to your union. So that way, address there and everything, just print it off, sign it.
More coming up with Michael Shouse, Communications Director for NPRI. This special Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Stick around, more to do. New presidential poll numbers on the Democrat side. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
My friend, you know breakfast is my favorite time of the day, and nothing can satisfy my appetite better than a big breakfast burrito from Roberto's. Mmm, mounds of fluffy fresh eggs, crisp bacon, toasty potatoes, tangy cheese and salsa, all wrapped inside a steaming hot flour tortilla.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's maravilloso.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We are your radio program of record all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Michael Schaus joining us. He is communications director for NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. And all of this opt-out stuff comes under the threat of a teacher strike. The union said that if there are a bunch of budget cuts, that they will strike. We've got 170 deans who are on the chopping block. We don't even know if that will take care of the shortfall in total. What do you think happens? Is there going to be a teacher strike?
You know,
And by the way, I've got about a minute.
Yeah, you know, I would not be totally surprised. We've seen this across the nation where unions have been more and more willing to strike because I think they're trying to flex their muscle and tell their members, hey, look, we actually do things. We actually do things, and these things will benefit you because they are losing members, not just here in Nevada, but nationwide. They're losing members as people realize, you know what, I'm not getting value. So I wouldn't be surprised if they try to strike or try to do a walkout or something of that nature.
Do we know that we've got enough money to operate next school year?
No.
especially in the Clark County School District. All this new money has been coming into education, but nobody quite knows, and everybody says it's not enough.
Yeah. Hey, keep in mind, the last day of the legislative session, we gave them all the money that they had asked for. We met their requirements. We gave them every single penny, and it was the next day they were like, oh, wait, I'm sorry. We forgot a few million dollars here. We need more. No, you're never going to be able to give an entity like Clark County enough. It's just unfortunate.
Stick around. More with Michael Schaus, Communications Director for NPRI. And this NPRI special report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Stick around. We'll get to presidential politics. Oh, things are changing. We'll do that more coming up live and local now.
Business Network. Trade talks are on again, and China will broaden the ability of some foreign firms to invest in the country a year earlier than expected. China says the decision shows its commitment to opening up. Packaged fresh vegetables sold under the Green Giant and Trader Joe's brands are being recalled. They may be contaminated with the bacteria that causes listeria. The FDA says the recall includes butternut squash, cauliflower, and zucchini sold under those brand names. When you say Amazon sells just about everything, you're not kidding. Need a tiny home? Amazon's got them. You can buy a small log cabin online for less than $20,000, and that includes free shipping. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. It's a $105 million haul for the RNC and Trump re-election campaign. In the second quarter, some key Democrats also spilling their numbers. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders pulling in $18 million plus.
$6 million transferred from other accounts. The $24 million figure is almost identical to the splashy total Mayor Pete announced yesterday. And this is going to help the Sanders operation remain stable despite that slip in the polls.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Deliberations resume before a jury of combat veterans in the case of the Navy SEAL charged with murdering a captured prisoner in Iraq in 2017.
That based on testimony from fellow Navy SEALs who the defense described as disgruntled, who tried to oust Gallagher from his leadership position because they didn't like his style.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Chris Wallace on Fox News Channel.
The animating question for me is always, what's going to happen next? If people sense that you're not pushing an agenda, you're not pulling your punches, they're going to rely on you. It's a commitment to the truth. One of the advantages, I think, of having been in this business so long, you're able to detect what is real, what is important, and what's just political noise.
Chris Wallace on Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Let's go! Books murder down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Kevin Wall, Michael Schaus, Michael, Communications Director for NPRI. And the one thing we didn't talk about relative to the budget and our school districts, and that is the modified business tax, which most people believe is probably unconstitutional, violates the state constitution. Explain what the modified business tax is and what happened in the 80th Nevada legislature that has made it an endangered species.
Yeah, basically modified business tax is a payroll tax. So a tax that your employer pays if their payroll reaches a certain amount and they have a certain number of employees. The problem
does it have anything to do with profit or even a company that loses money ends up paying?
Yeah, they would end up paying as well. This is just purely on your payroll. I always like to tell people, you know, in this state, we all consider ourselves lucky because we don't have an income tax. This is really the closest thing you can get to an income tax without actually calling it an income tax. Your employer, if they pay you $100,000 a year, they are paying a modified business tax on that salary. So this has been around since, for quite a while. We can thank our largest tax hike in state history for this becoming really an issue. But there was a sunset provision put in it in 2015 where if it generated enough revenue for the state, the rate was going to go down quite a bit, save businesses some money, you know, try to spur more economic growth. The Democrats changed that law this last session. They changed the law for the express purpose of getting more revenue. They did not want to see it sunset because they wanted an increase in revenue in order to meet their budget goals. The Constitution of Nevada says very specifically, if you pass a bill or a resolution with the intent of increasing revenue, you have to get a two-thirds majority from both chambers. They did not do that, obviously. Not a single Republican in the Senate voted for it. Therefore, it's ripe for a legal challenge. And Republicans they keep saying and they keep on telling us that they're going to file some sort of a legal challenge against this. Well, they better get on it because pretty soon this is going to create a real problem. If the courts come back and say, hey, yeah, the Constitution means what it says it means, and you can't, this is an unconstitutional tax increase, then all of a sudden we are going to have $100 million that's not there anymore, that we cannot legally collect. So what's going to happen? We're going to have to go to a special session and try to straighten out the budget.
And that means all this money that's going to education and to other Democrat purposes, all of a sudden there's going to be a huge hole in the budget, and they're not going to have the money they thought they had. And the governor's not going to have the money for what he wanted. The legislature's not going to have money for what they wanted.
Yeah, we were talking about teacher raises a second ago. That might get on the chopping block all of a sudden. It's going to cause a real problem. And here's the really frustrating part. We're talking about $100 million. It was an avoidable fight. This was a completely avoidable controversy. All Democrats had to do was throw one or two bones to the Republicans. All they needed was one Republican in the Senate in order to make this thing pass constitutionally. And instead, they went the other way. They added language into the same bill. They added language that restricted opportunity scholarships. They took education savings accounts off the books. They did not even pretend to ask Republicans for support.
Wow. I want to switch gears because the Democrats last Thursday, well, Wednesday and Thursday, had their first debates in Miami, 10 one night, 10 another, and three or four had to sit on the sidelines. One thing we do know is there's new polling out, a CNN poll, and it shows that Joe Biden dropped 9 points, and Kamala Harris gained 10 points, and that it's kind of shuffled the deck. What did you like? What didn't you like about the debates last week?
Well, honestly, what I kind of liked was, yeah, we saw that Kamala Harris, she got a boost in her poll numbers, and that was kind of fun to see from my perspective, simply because her history is one that I'm pretty sure the progressive left is not going to like. Seeing her get this boost right now because apparently she did well in the debate, it's going to be interesting to see how that holds up over the next couple of months as the social justice warriors start to look at some of her history and what she's done in the past to so-called vulnerable communities. It's going to be weird.
It's a CNN SSRS poll, June 28th through 30th, margin of error 4.7%. Joe Biden now at 22%. He's down 10 points. Kamala Harris is up 9 points to 17. So 22 to 17 outside of the margin of error, but darn close to it. Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, 15%. She's up 8%. Bernie Sanders is down 4%. He's at 14%. Pete Buttigieg, Buttigieg is down 1% at 4%. And here's the coup de grace, so to speak. You got Cory Booker at 3%, Beto O'Rourke at 3%, Amy Klobuchar at 2%. Is it time to start thinning out the herd?
Well, you would think so. I mean, I understand Spartacus is going to be really upset about this, but nobody cares about him right now. Same thing with Beto. I mean, Beto was a big thing when, for whatever reason, a bunch of Hollywood liberals decided that maybe he could beat Ted Cruz. He obviously did not beat Ted Cruz, and he has no chance of beating Ted Cruz right now, and therefore his support has dried up. He's no longer the big thing that he was, you know, even a couple years ago. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I kind of like this part of a primary, whether it's Republican or Democrat, because you'll see these wild swings, you know, especially when you've got 24 different people deciding that they're going to run in this primary. That's a massive field. We remember what a crazy time it was when just 17 Republicans ran against Donald Trump. You're going to see very much the same thing. I think Joe Biden...
24 or 25 are in the Democrat right. field, and there may be more on the way.
Yeah, this is not going to be the end of it. You know, right now, if you are a Democrat and you've got a little time to kill, I guess you just run for president. That's what you do during the summer. It is going to be interesting. I don't think Joe Biden's going to continue to have support. I think you're going to see it get knocked down time and time again. He's just... he's stale. I mean, for a party that loves the idea of, you know, young minorities with big, bold, progressive ideas, Joe Biden's an old white guy that's been saying the same stuff for 20, 30 years. Now, keep in mind, he used to be the most liberal member of the Senate, and now he's the so-called moderate up on the stage. Kamala Harris, her history as a prosecutor, not good for the far left wing. You know, they're so dispersed right now. The vocal part of the far left of the Democrat Party, they've got such dispersive interests right now. It's really going to be hard for anybody to get on top at this stage and stay on top.
By the way, if you're looking at black voters in this CNN poll, 36% back Biden, 24% Harris, 12% for Warren, 9% for Sanders. You look at older voters, again, Biden, 34%, 14% for Harris, 12% for Warren. I mean, in fact, 43% of potential Democrat voters say Biden has the best chance to win. And that seems to be all that a lot of people on the Democrat side care about.
Yeah, well, remember, everybody said that Jeb Bush was sure to win the Republican primary. I mean, this, especially in today's political world, it's so hard to try to predict anything. But, you know, you just look at the infighting that's going on in the Democrat Party. Everybody always talks about the Civil War in the Republican Party. You got the Trump, folks and the anti-Trump or the never-Trumpers. Well, that's going on in the Democrat Party right now. I mean, people who did support Bernie Sanders, they don't like Bernie Sanders right now, and they're trying to find a new home. People that used to think Joe Biden was their guy now think, he's not going to be winnable against Trump, and so they might be looking for a new home. They're all over the place. They are absolutely in disarray right now, and unless they start thinning that herd a little bit, they're going to remain in disarray for quite a while.
Issues were a part of the CNN poll. The poll finds most Americans in favor of a national health insurance plan, even if that means taxes go up. 56% favor that. And on the second night of the debates, candidates were asked whether government-run health insurance would be available to undocumented immigrants under their plans. And all on stage on Thursday night, if you were at our debate watch party at Rhythm Kitchen, you know what we're talking about. Every one of those candidates said that it would include illegals. Among all Americans, that's a largely unpopular position. 59% say it shouldn't happen. Would the progressives in the Democrat Party dare go against the will of the American people?
Oh, heavens no. I mean, look at what happened during that debate. They weren't just asked, okay, should the government subsidize health care? Or should the government, you know, help you pay for health care? They were asked, would you do single-payer health care? That is, the government is – that means if you have a private insurance company that you like right now, too bad. We're kicking you off of it and putting you onto a government program, you know, because the VA's done so well. They were asked that, and candidates were saying yes to that question. You know, Governor Hickenlooper – I used to have to live under Governor Hickenlooper when I was in Colorado.
Yeah, swell guy.
Yeah, he's actually kind of moderate. He reminds me a little bit of Sisolak, where by himself, he's a decently moderate Democrat. And he was, I mean, he's a non-entity now because he was showing a little bit of moderation. He was saying that he didn't like socialism, that we should not go down the road of socialism. And the far left of the Democrat Party has basically disowned them. They don't like him now. He's not going to go anywhere in this primary. That tells you who's controlling the primary process in the Democrat Party right now. And it's not your run-of-the-mill moderate Democrat. Again, Joe Biden used to be considered the most or one of the most liberal members of the United States Senate. And right now he's standing up on stage on this debate stage looking like the most moderate of 24 Democrat candidates. That should tell you where the leadership of the Democrat Party is headed. And I think that scares a lot of moderate Democrats.
Tell me how the spring celebration went.
It was fantastic. It was a great event. The Peppermill up in Reno, by the way, if you haven't been there, go there.
Their food's great.
Oh, yeah. It's an incredible place. It's very, very nice. Very good. Loved it. Tammy Bruce was there. She had a great message just talking about how we need to reach new audiences. We need to talk to new people. You know, we in the Liberty Movement have for so long only talked to ourselves. We need to reach out there, find people that probably agree with us on some issues, and engage them. Many people, especially right now with the Democrat Party going the way it is, a lot of people are wanting to just check out, and they are ripe to move towards this Liberty small government movement if they are actually engaged the right way. So it was a fantastic night, and it was great to see so many people there.
You had a great crowd, I understand.
Yeah, it was. I don't have the exact number, but I can tell you this: it was more than double what we had last year. It was amazing, the people that showed up, and people were really excited about the work that we did during the legislature and the work that we have going on in the next year or two.
What's coming up here in Southern Nevada? Anything on the calendar for soon?
We are going to have our dinner down here. This is going to happen this fall. I don't have an exact date for you yet. And we're working on a couple of speakers. I don't want to give anything away, but I am going to say that I personally am really excited about it because I think it might be one of the bigger names that we've had down here that's really going to draw people to the event. So when that comes out, we'll be announcing it on nevadapolicy.org. So just keep on checking back there, or better yet, sign up for emails and we'll just send you an invite before we actually mail out any invitations to anybody. You'll be the first ones to know.
And how do they do that?
Just go to nevadapolicy.org. Right up at the top, you've got a little mail sign. You can just click on that. Give us your email address. I promise we don't spam you, but we do let you know when things are coming up in the state politics that you need to know about.
Hey, Michael, you have yourself a great 4th of July. Enjoy the rest of your summer. I know we'll be talking with you again. Thanks so much. Always good.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Thank you.
Michael Shouse, Communications Director, NPRI, joining us live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I want to talk to my small business brothers and sisters out there. Hey, Kevin Wall here. When was the last time you looked at your website and social media platforms? I mean, really looked at it. That's what I did late last year, and what I found wasn't very good. I had no website, my social media presence was virtually non-existent, and as the owner of a brand new statewide radio network, I knew I had to do something about it. But how? That's where a friend of mine, Bernadine, at Sofa King Creative Group came in. She showed me how in enlarging my digital footprint could actually grow my business. How a top-of-the-line website could give my small business credibility in the marketplace. How it could actually improve my bottom line. If you're looking to grow your business and increase your revenue, check out my new Sofa King Creative Group built website at kevinwallradio.com. Then call Bernadine at Sofa King Creative Group at 702-787-7069. Ask for a free analysis of your small business's digital marketing strategies. Call right now, 702-787-7069, or visit them at sofakingcreativegroup.com and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Cause I'm a tax man. Yeah, I'm a tax man. 5% appear to fall.
I want you to hear the president. The president, I admire his constitution so much that this is a guy that traveled halfway around the world to get home from North Korea. And granted, it's on Air Force One, so it's not like flying in coach commercial, you know. I mean, it's still, you're going through, what, 5 time zones, 7 time zones, whatever it is? And to me... And to me, that is absolutely incredible. And I want you to hear the president, because this to me, this was so. But this was the president talking about signing that humanitarian aid bill. And let's go to cut 7. Cut 7. Listen to the president talking about that humanitarian aid bill and saying essentially that the next step is up to Congress. This is cut 7. Go.
We're asking Congress to step forward on border security and help us with border security. We do that, it's going to be perfect because the Mexicans have done a fantastic job. And I want to thank the president of Mexico. And they've done this over the last week and a half. It started at the other border. And now it's at our border, and it's had a very big impact. You'll see the numbers come out. You'd probably have to wait 3 or 4 weeks, but you'll see there's a tremendous difference. And most importantly, we must eliminate all incentives for smuggling children and for smuggling women. They're smuggling women through borders, and the borders that don't have the wall, or the borders where you can't physically have security because it's so many miles. You know, we have 2,000 miles of border. So they're smuggling in women, and they're smuggling in children, and they're using the children in particular as pawns for getting other people into our country, because when you're with a child, even if the child's not yours, which in itself is ridiculous, that it's much easier to come across and come into our country because the laws are very bad. Our immigration laws are very bad. And right now, smugglers coach migrants to travel with minors and to send minors alone to gain easy entry into the United States. Catch and release must stop. DHS must have the authority to humanely return minors to be with their families in their home countries. It's right now a situation where nobody knows what they're doing because our laws are so bad, and it can be changed in, I always say, 15 minutes, make it an hour. It's very simple. These changes are very simple. There's changes to the asylum. If we change asylum, we can have 75% of it done. The rest has to be done on the loopholes. Vast migrations out of Central America undermine the future of those countries, and these countries now, they want their children back. They're actually wanting their children back. As you know, I stopped hundreds of millions of dollars from going to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, because they haven't been doing what they should be doing. Caravans have been forming, but now the caravans are being stopped by Mexico. And again, we want to thank Mexico, but the caravans that formed are being stopped by Mexico, short of our southern border, and in many cases before they even get out of Guatemala. But I'm hearing that Guatemala is starting to help us a lot. But we're not paying them all of the money. We used to pay them over $500 million a year. I stopped that money from going to them. Some people think it should be the opposite. We should give them money. I don't think they were doing what they could do, and therefore I stopped it. And at some point, maybe if they do a great job in the job they're supposed to, we can be talking. But right now, it's disgraceful what's happening.
I think this president is undeniably brilliant. To be able to get off an airplane after flying from North Korea to Washington, D.C., even with a stop, okay, at an Air Force base somewhere for refueling. The fact is you're spending like 20 hours, 25 hours on an airplane. And even if it is Air Force One, which is... It ain't like flying commercial, I'll put it that way. Anyway, the president I thought was great yesterday. Coming up tomorrow, more on the president's trip to North Korea, more criticism from Democrats, not just for the trip, but Ivanka being on the trip, and possible court action involving documents from the House Ways and Means Committee. We'll talk about that and more. That's tomorrow, live and local now. Why don't you tell your peace to me that the sea will set you free? Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.